brother. What's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
All right. Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And on the line, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, he's also a candidate for, mayor in the city of Milwaukee. Good evening to you, Mayor Johnson. How you doing?
Good evening, Earl. I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. It's always good to hear from you. You're a busy, busy man. Tell us a little bit about how difficult it must be to run a city and campaign at the same time.
You know, it is extremely difficult, especially when you consider that Milwaukee's at this critical juncture right now, and every day, and especially the next couple of years, are going to tell the story about the direction of the city in the next couple of years. We don't get this right with rebuilding the relationship with Madison, addressing the issues around violence, then Milwaukee potentially will be in a really, really rough spot. And so you have to balance those things in addition to running to retain the office. And so it's very, very time consuming. And if you're, a parent like I am, a young parent with young kids, sometimes there are sacrifices where you're not seeing your kids for a bit too. So there's sacrifice all around, from the candidate to their family and, everything in between. But it's all for the better of the city.
Well, there's one thing that clearly is in your favor. You're on an old goat like me at 67 years old. How old are you?
I'm 35 years old.
All right. So if anybody can get it done, it's a 35-year-old man, who's got energy, boundless energy. But anyway, let's talk a little bit, Mayor Johnson, about, you've waited for this opportunity. The opportunity is there. Things just are piling up in the city. And they didn't just start piling up because once you became the acting mayor, they've been piling up for decades, people would argue. When you see the continued carnage in our neighborhoods and in our communities, what do you say? There's really not, because it's happening all over the nation. Let's begin there.
Yeah, and I'm glad you centered it that way. And you're absolutely right. The things that we see in Milwaukee are happening all over the nation. Virtually every large city in the United States is seeing an increase in gun death, non-fatal shootings. Every large city in the country, or many of them at least, are seeing incidents of just massive reckless driving. I was told recently that what happens in New Orleans makes, in terms of reckless driving at least, makes what happens in Milwaukee look like child's play. I don't want any of those problems. We already have our hands full enough with what's going on. But to answer your underlying question about, like, what do I think or how do I respond, I mean, it just goes to show that we've got so much work to do in this city on so many fronts. And to me, I think it comes back to two very important things, and those are the ingredients on which to build a foundation for the city. And those, to me, are education and employment, and especially employment, though. Now, I think we had the opportunity to talk about this before, but I'll say again, when families have the opportunity to have family support and jobs, it provides an opportunity for those people, for those parents, to have freedom, financial freedom, and not the stresses of working two and three jobs just in order to make ends meet. And when they have that, they create stability in the lives of their kids. And so when the kids go out into the public, whether it's on the street or into the school building, the reaction is different. And that family support and job allows them to buy a home and have some pride and have some dignity and create some stability in a neighborhood. And when that happens and neighborhoods begin to gel, they become cohesive. And when you have neighborhood cohesion and folks aren't moving in and out, neighborhoods aren't porous, the people aren't transient, they start looking out for each other. And that's how you get to true public safety. But you build it on that foundation that I mentioned, which is education, but very, very importantly, employment.
You know, Mayor Johnson, you couldn't write a better script. You're talking about all of this, and at the root of it, education is also there. What is your thought on what is being talked about now at the state level by State Senator Alberta Darlene and the taking over of Milwaukee Public Schools and actually putting the mayor's office and governorship and everybody else in the middle of trying to deal with 72,000 students as if the city doesn't have enough issues to deal with. What is your take on, that being dropped in the lap of the mayor and others?
Yeah, well, I think this, that to me, as the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, right, that's one hat. And then on the other hat, as a parent of an MPS student and the parent of future MPS students come this fall, my girls will finally be old enough to go. And I mean, I can tell you that, we weren't consulted. I was not consulted as mayor. I was not consulted as a parent. So I would imagine that other parents around the district also were not consulted about the plan. And so if you're going to put a plan forward that affects the students in Milwaukee Public Schools, again, these students who live in the same neighborhoods that I lived in growing up, attending the same schools that I did growing up, that face a number of the same challenges that myself and so many people in our community have faced around that foundation, right, that we were just talking about, then I think it falls short of it. So it's important to think to start there, to take off a partisan lens, and really drill down, and try to find solutions to the longstanding problems that have affected neighborhoods and educational attainment for kids in our school district. To me as mayor, like you said, there's no shortage of issues that we are dealing with at the city of Milwaukee, right? We got to find additional revenues in order to keep city services functioning. And so then to throw this in the mix on top of it, I think, there would be better use in trying to address those root cause issues that I just talked about. And so for me as mayor, in terms of education, this is what I am focused on. I'm focused on working on the issues before kids even enter into a classroom, right? So if a kid is hungry before they enter a classroom, that's something the mayor can do something about. If a kid has trauma or instability in their home, then those are things that a mayor can do something about. That's where I want to focus my energy. And let the elected school board focus their energy on education.
Let's talk about the fact that you again are the acting mayor now, the mayor before you, the county executive before the county executive that we have right now, were all stonewalled when it came to dealing with the legislature in Madison, trying to get the fair share of resources into the city and the county. And yet they can create this kind of a problem. What is your relationship? How do you begin to build a relationship that is without question going to be central? And if you are the mayor, in turning around our community, if we deal with people at a state level that won't allow the city the resources necessary to make it function, how do you begin to address that?
Well, I think that's a great question. And, I have said time and again that as mayor, I'm going to have a cot in the Capitol working to improve the relationship between the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. And I wasn't kidding when I said that. And so just this last week, I spent some time in the Capitol talking to legislators about the value added to the state that Milwaukee is. You know, I think it's important for us to really stress to members of the legislature that in Milwaukee, you know, you've got a vibrant metropolitan area that adds diversity, economics, and culture to the state of Wisconsin. It was said previously that Wisconsin without Milwaukee is basically Iowa or Nebraska. And so there's a tremendous value added with this city being in this state, and we need to tell that story. And I think the partisanship aside, relationships are going to matter here. And the relationship that was present with the previous mayor, unfortunately, just were sour. There were long-term relationships, right? I mean, Tom had been in office since 1984 and had run for governor a number of times, including in the recall election back in 2012. And I think that really kind of, you know, set those relationships off, and they never really recovered from that. Now we've got the opportunity to reset that relationship. I said that I want to do it, and I'm eager to do it. And I've already started doing it, and I want to continue to work at it as well.
So let's do this. We've got to go to a break in a couple of minutes. Can you hang on a second?
I can hang on. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So on the line, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, he's also a candidate for, you know, to fulfill, he's the acting mayor now, but to fulfill the seat of former Mayor Tom Barrett for the next 2 years. It's good to have him on. 844-967-2789 is the phone number. We'll be right back.
Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on.